If you're just tuning in today's Second Date Update, Adam is on the phone and he wants to call a girl named Penny. They actually met at the mall. He was shopping, trying to get his mom a gift, and she was in the same store. He struck up a conversation, trying to ask, like, do you think this purse is nice for an older woman? And then Penny got offended real quick, thought that he was calling her an older woman. But long story short, he ended up asking for a number and they went out to dinner. He said everything was fine. The only thing he thinks that could have gone wrong is that they split the bill at the end and maybe she wasn't into that. Also, Adam, like we said in the first part of the Second Date Update, you sound like a really nice dude.
Thank you.
Yeah, which means you're probably a serial killer.
We're so jaded.
Second Date Updates tell us anything. Always the nicest sounding people have something really, really wrong. So are you sure you want to give her a call and find out what, why she's not getting back to you?
We're all going to find out.
I'm totally sure. Look, it's hard to meet somebody nowadays, and especially like in real life. Like, I didn't meet her online, and she was super cool. She was really nice. She was like actually trying to help me when I was picking out the bag, and it's just rare, I feel like, to meet somebody that nice.
God, you sound really so crazy.
I know.
You're creeping me out, Adam. He's just a good guy. He went on a good date, and he's confused.
All right, I'm going to dial her phone number right now. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Penny, please?
This is her.
Hey, Penny, how are you? This is Jubal from the radio show Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I've never heard of that.
Okay. Well, Brooke and Jubal in the Morning is a radio show, and we got an email about you from one of our listeners. That's why I'm calling.
About me?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a radio show you're calling from?
Yes, yeah. And one of our listeners emailed us.
Do you guys want money or something? Like, what is this about?
If you want to give money, that'd be great.
I'll
sure, but
too,
no.
But that's not the point.
Wasn't the reason of the phone call, though. We do a segment on our show called the Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up not calling them back after, then they can email us to get you on the phone and find out what happened. And we got an email from a dude named Adam that you went out to dinner with.
Adam who? I know a bunch of Adams.
Have you been out on a date with a lot of Adams recently?
Oh, a date.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago, I did go on a date with a guy named Adam, but I don't really have any interest in talking to him ever again.
I know. And he knows that too. And that's why we're calling. He emailed us to see if we could call you and find out if he did something wrong.
No, I don't trust him. He's weird. I don't want to talk to him again.
You think he's weird? We talked to him and he seems like one of the nicest people I've talked to in a long time.
Well, yeah, it's probably a trick.
A trick? You said he's weird? He didn't strike us as weird at all.
Well, no, he seems like he might be a scam artist. Like,
whoa.
He just did some really strange things that just, I don't know. I didn't think I could trust him.
How do you go to a scam artist?
Yeah, like he's trying to steal from you?
I thought he was funny and nice, and that's why I went on the date with him.
Yeah.
But when we went to dinner, he was just asking a lot of weird, like, probing questions about my personal life. Like, things you don't ask the first time you meet somebody.
Mm.
And it was things, like, that could be used as security question answers.
Wait, what? You think he's, like, identity theft type of guy?
I think so, yeah.
Whoa.
He was asking, like, where I grew up, which is fine, like, that makes sense. But then he wanted to know, like, what specific neighborhood or what street.
That's weird.
And it's not like he was like, oh, I grew up in that area, too. You know, did we have the same teachers or whatever? No, it was, like, weirdly specific, like, street name. And
you don't think that maybe, he seemed to have really been excited about going out with you. Like, I could see how you would jump to that conclusion, but maybe he was just nervous and asking really dumb questions.
Well, unless, like, he was thinking of his own banking security questions when he was asking me about my life, but it was weird. He even asked me about my parents and, like, my mother and her family and, like, her maiden name.
Whoa!
I was start off skeptical about the whole street thing, but now the mother's maiden name.
Yeah, that's like the, what high school mascot did you have?
Yeah, exactly.
If you asked for the last 4 years social, then definitely a red flag.
What was your first pet?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, we were talking about pets because we were talking about childhood.
Oh,
and I brought up that I had a cat. And he was like, oh, what was your cat's name? I was like, I don't even know if I can remember.
Oh, my God.
You guys,
you don't think
this
is just a coincidence?
Though? Because that's like a normal question.
I mean, kind of, but not really.
You don't think it's just a coincidence, Penny?
Well, if that was the only one, maybe, but that wasn't the only weird question, you know?
Did he have a notebook and was he taking notes?
Well, no, he didn't have a notebook. Like, that would obviously be too obvious. But he did, at the end, when we split the bill, he said he would cover the tip. So he took the booklet that had my credit card in it, and he took, like, a little while to write.
What?
And he said he was calculating the tip. But, like, if you go out to restaurant, it shouldn't take that long. Like, I think he might have been writing down my credit card number.
Whoa,
really?
That's a slick move.
Did you ask him?
No, I mean, I didn't say straight out, did you just write down my credit card number? I just all of a sudden, like, got this really weird feeling. And after I got back home, kind of thought more about it and made all the connection between all the questions he was asking.
Whoa.
And the opportunity that he could have had to write down my card.
Whoa.
And got really creeped out and just, like, deleted his number. And I closed my card, too, and had them send me a new one.
You actually shut down your card after your date with him?
I did. You never know.
Okay.
Whoa.
Well, you know what else you never know, Penny?
What?
You never know who's listening, because Adam is actually on the other line listening right now, I think.
Gosh.
Either that or he's
I'm
left.
Here.
Oh.
I'm here, guys.
You are here. Are you an identity thief?
This is Adam.
Put him on the phone?
Yeah, sorry about that.
He actually heard all of that?
Sorry. Yes,
and you
did.
Didn't want to tell me that he was listening?
Yeah, I forgot.
I do think it's important for him to know that he's been found out.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm not doing anything. I swear. This is crazy. You really think I'm like some crazy scam artist?
I mean, it sounds like it.
Well, what do you need to know my mother's maiden name for?
Yeah.
Look, Penny, this is ridiculous. So I can't ask you any specific questions. Like, while we're on a date and I'm trying to get to know you, I can't ask you the street you grew up on. I can't ask you your mom's maiden name. Penny, what can I ask you? Like, what's not off limits to you? Like, what can I ask?
It's not just the questions you're asking. It's how you ask them. And it just creeped me out.
I just can't believe you would think I went through all this just to get your credit card number and scam you. I mean, that's totally insane. It's, what?
It's
Come
totally,
on.
I mean, I'm sure it happens all the time. It's like, I mean, my card's been compromised several times.
Look, I'm sorry if your, like, identity got stolen or your credit card number got stolen before, but that's not what I was doing. I liked you. I really liked you. I just wanted to get to know you. I just wanted to have a good date and have a good time with you. I mean, come on.
I think we need to slow down, though. Think about it. Like, if he was actually stealing your identity, would he call us to get you back on the phone? Wouldn't he just take your identity and run? Why would he want to get a hold of you?
Exactly. I was trying to call you for weeks and get a second date, and like, not just your credit card number. Like, what? Come on, man.
Maybe you needed more information. Maybe the plot was bigger than you thought. Maybe you were going to try and get other accounts. Like, I don't know. You don't know how big.
Oh, my God. You sound like paranoid. Like, if I was some sort of scam artist, like, people steal credit card numbers online, not, like, take somebody out for a date.
Oh, how do you know? How do you know that, Adam? Huh?
That's how they do it. Or they, like, steal it from a gas station, right? They put, like, one of those swipey things.
Yeah, tell us more about it, Adam.
You guys.
How do you do it normally?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Can I comment on something? You said I took a long time to fill out the tip part of the credit card slip. I wasn't writing down your credit card number. I'm just not good at math, okay? And, like, I was trying to figure out, is it 20% based on the pre-tax or with the tax? It just took me a while.
Do you, like, never go out to eat?
I'm
sorry, guys. I just don't.
Adam,
I was nervous.
It's been a couple weeks, and I haven't been dying for a second date, so I just...
You were blowing it way out of proportion. Give me one more chance.
Penny, give him a chance.
She's really thought about this.
Yeah.
You guys are so persistent. So now, Adam, if you have gotten the radio station now to, like, help you in your quest to get me back so that you can get more of my personal information, like, they're liable to.
What? Oh, no.
Yeah, if you actually steal our identity somehow, we're an accomplice.
And why would he go
on?
Think about that. You just said it. He's public right now. If he was a scam artist, he wouldn't be going public with all this stuff.
He's just really trying to sell it.
Oh, my God.
I mean, and it's not like the radio knows his last name, you know?
That's true. Penny, at first, I thought you were incredibly paranoid. Now, I believe you 100%. Adam.
If that's your name.
Yeah, I can't trust you. Hey, I guess I still have to ask. I think I know the answer, but I'm going to throw it out there. Penny, would you like to go on a second date with Adam? We'll pay for it.
No.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
So no chance at another date, Penny. That's what you're saying.
No.
All right. Well, I'm sorry, Adam. I'm sorry it didn't work out for you.
Well, what else can I do? Maybe I'll see you around. Maybe I'll see you at the mall again and I'll say hi.
Don't.
Just don't.
One thing I was thinking about, though, Penny, when we were on the date, you did mention that you had a cat growing up, but you never did tell me that cat's name. Could I get the name of the cat?
Yeah, I don't think so. And that's not
I'm kidding.
Question.
Come on.